Moment of silence for the champions, for those who love the fourth quarter. I love the ninth inning, I love game seven. Bring on the competition, cause in my heart can't nobody do it better. Can't slow me down, won't stop me, never.
Alright, we're back in the pod. It's another week.
Another lunch time.
We've had our lunch, we've stuffed ourselves. What did you have for lunch?
Wednesday. Had a burger and truck of chips.
Did you say a truck of chips?
Trucker chips.
Okay.
So cool. It's chips, bacon pieces, dripped in cheese and sauces.
Oh, man. Lunch of champions.
Lunch of champions.
I mean, I could just see LeBron tucking into something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think he works out a bit more than me.
Well, I had a Thai fried rice, if you really want to know. But, you know, it's been a big week in sports still. A lot going on. Big week in America. Almost.
Big week. Big week for Australia was little Sally Pearson there.
Absolutely. Sally, after being injured and not making it to the Olympics last year.
She did all this without a coach, you know?
She doesn't have a coach?
No, currently doesn't have a coach. So she's trained herself up to get back there and bang, win gold for Australia.
Holy crap. She can be my coach anytime.
Yeah.
Because, geez, she's fit. I mean, athletic fit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just anyone out there listening thinking I'm making moves on Sally, man, take it easy. But, it's summertime in the Northern Hemisphere, it's athletics.
Yep.
There's baseball, there's all sorts of stuff. But what we want to talk about is NBA.
That's it.
That's our thing. So, I saw D. Wade is working behind the scenes to get a bit of a buyout from Chi-Town.
He is, yeah.
What do you think? Is that going to happen or are they going to hold on? Because they literally don't have any stars now that they've shipped off, you know, like Butler and Derrick Rose. Is that a sound move for them?
Well, it looks like they're rebuilding. Yep. So if they're rebuilding, it's definitely a good move to not have D. Wade there. Mm. I mean, he's older. He's going to get injured. And it's going to take a lot longer to recover from injury.
Yep.
I would buy him out if I was the owner. And I would happily see him come play with his mate, LeBron.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if he does get a buyout, you'd say LeBron gives him a call, right? LeBron's going to be like, yo, Dwayne, my man, I came to Miami. How about you come to Cleveland?
Yeah.
Would he take that call?
I reckon he would.
He'd take that call.
Get paid veterans minimum like D-Rose.
His other buddies, his other banana boat buddies, Melo and CP3.
Yep.
Would Melo give him a call and say, hey, man, I've been living like shit with the Knicks. Can you just come and help me out? It's New York too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you go with Melo.
So, it'll be interesting is he going to try and win a chip with a strong team, or is he going to try and get some major playing time, starting time, and then work himself into another, maybe a 2-year contract on like 20 mil or something? That's a big question, right?
Yeah, I don't see him getting any more big time contracts because of his age and his injuries he's had.
Yeah.
Most likely, you know, get a 1 or 2 year deal and then that's it. You know, for him, it's get on a contender, chase a ring.
Any chance of him going back to Miami?
Don't think so.
South Beach?
Yeah.
You don't think so? No. Categorically, you don't see it happening.
I don't think so, because I don't see them challenging.
Yeah, and I don't see him seeing eye to eye with Pat Riley as well.
Exactly,
right?
Not after you left.
Yeah, it'll be romantic, but it might not happen.
Yeah.
Come to think of vets wanting buyouts, mm-hmm. Who else can we think of potentially getting buyouts in their final year?
Ooh.
Who are you thinking? Who are you thinking? Well, I mean, this guy's probably past that whole buyout stage, but yeah. Joe Johnson, is he on his final year? I'm not quite sure, but now that Utah has dropped down a notch,
yeah.
Joe Johnson did some major things like in the playoffs last year. Someone like him on, I don't know, I'm thinking like a Toronto or something like that. If he wants to go out east, Charlotte, potentially, to give a bit of a boost. Joe
Toronto
Johnson.
Could work. I definitely see him playing a role there.
Yep.
He was ever since he got moved from Atlanta, so you never really heard from him again until last year's finals.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's like, oh, what, Joe's still playing?
Yeah.
But he can still play, man. He can definitely still
play.
Yeah,
he can.
Other strong vets. Well, Dirk's obviously not going to get
anywhere
bought
else,
out.
Yeah.
But how do you think Dirk's going to go this year?
I think the Mavs are going to struggle because they really don't have an identity.
Yeah.
I mean, they kept trying new things. They brought in Rondo. They brought in Bogut. That didn't really work out.
Mm.
So, yeah. I mean, they worked for them when they built that championship. They had all those guys around Dirk.
Yeah.
And you had that little midget that, you know.
JJ Barea.
Yeah. Hit some good shots in the finals against Miami.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, once if they kept that team, they probably would have won again next year, the following year.
Yeah, yeah, potentially. I mean, they robbed LeBron off that first ring. But anyway, I was hating on Dirk for a while, man. I was like, oh, this guy, man. Ruined it for LeBron. But, yeah.
I don't see any other big-time movers out of that list.
Vets? Mm.
Well, Rondo. You could call them vets, but then are they really vets?
I think Rondo's a curious one. No one's snapped him up yet either, right? He's still got a bit of value coming off the bench, setting up the play.
Yeah.
There's rumors he was trying to get to LA, but I'm not sure if that's going to work out anymore. Potentially Sacramento. Don't know. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see the landscape with some of the veteran blue chippers that are still around come sort of training camp time and who's going to snap them up. All right, so if LeBron is leaving, would he take a pay cut to get three superstars is my big question.
I don't know. Did he take a pay cut in Miami? I don't think he did. The other two did.
He took a small pay cut. I mean, you can't even consider a pay cut. No, you would have taken like a $750,000 off.
Yeah. It's not a pay cut. So I don't see his personality. He's like that big, you know, me personality.
You think? KD took a pay cut, right?
Yeah. I don't think LeBron will take a pay cut.
Yeah, that's the thing. For him, I mean, If it's just gonna be him, Lonzo, and say Paul George, that's not a contending team. Like it's not even close because their cap.
Yeah.
Their cap will only have about 70 mil
mm-hmm.
Projected next season. 70 mil can get evenly split out between two superstars. So you know, thirty mil each, and then whatever's left over.
Yeah. Definitely.
But yeah, and those two plus Lonzo, that just won't work. That's why I was thinking, would he go down to like that 20 mil mark? And Paul George, I think Paul George's only in like 19, 18 million, so he probably wants to get paid. But I'm thinking, what about getting like Russell Westbrook on board?
You know, yeah.
Imagine the three of them in the one team.
Monstrous.
That would be freaking, that would be a crazy team.
That would be a crazy team.
So yeah, I mean all the noises that I'm not sure if it's being created by his management. I'm not sure. Just reporters are, you know, digging up information about him leaving. But the narrative is definitely sort of pointing towards that quite heavily.
Yeah.
All right. What about this rumor that Paul George going to Golden State? How do you see that panning out?
I don't think that's going to fit, you know, financially or how it'll work.
Yeah, that'll be.
Yeah, PG, he's a small forward slash you play probably playing big on shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got Clay there. What's Clay going to do? You're just going to bring him out for defensive stops or?
Yeah.
And then if you play him a small forward and you play Durant, maybe a power forward, and
Draymond
at center. That's a real small team.
And then, I mean,
well, Durant's bloody 7 foot. Let's, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Play him at center.
It's almost kind of saying, it's like going up from Andre Iguodala up to Paul George. That's probably the move that, I mean, they can't keep.
Yeah.
Iguodala plus, because he was making like 15 million or something like that now. Signed. They'd have to get rid of him.
How many years did Iggy sign for?
I'm not quite sure. Maybe three. Could be three or four.
So they'd have to pay him out next year if they wanted to, say, take on PG-13.
Yeah, or trade him out, yeah, by trade end of the season, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, that would just ruin the league, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That would just absolutely...
That would make for the most boring NBA.
Oh,
it's man. Like 83, 82 games, get it over and done with, just take us to the finals.
Exactly. It absolutely. I mean, it was boring enough, I thought, last year's...
Yeah.
This year's finals, so...
So, like, yeah, Iggy's on 15 for next year.
Iggy's on 15, there you go. Yeah. So... That's a decent market. Who else can they flick off for, say, Paul George gets 25 mil? Iggy plus who? There wouldn't be too many others on big money over there, right?
You've got Clay on 18.
Clay. No, you can't give Clay the flick. That would be just rude.
Yeah. Oh, you got Draymond, 16 mil.
Ooh, man, Draymond would... Imagine trading Draymond. Imagine being the GM.
Yeah.
And just going up to saying, Draymond, you're traded. Pack your shit up. How do you think he'd react?
Probably kick him in the balls.
Yeah, he would definitely... You'd want him to... Like, he'd have to wear, like, a cuff.
Yeah.
GM would have to wear a cuff before you go and... talk to him, man, because his nuts would just get splattered
exactly.
All over the place.
Oh.
Hey, watch your nuts, Golden State GM, if you're talking to Dre. So let's start thinking about next season a little bit. We don't want to go too far ahead. We've still got plenty of time to analyze, which we will do. But just quickly, what do you think, which team do you think is going to fall the furthest this coming season? What do you think? Okay, East. Let's go East first.
Let's go East.
Let's take it to the East.
Can New York do any worse? I don't know.
They hold up to Melo. I think they'll still be around that 37-38 win mark, below 500. I just can't see them going above that if they just keep playing the way they are. They should be winning like 45-50 games, but I think Charlotte potentially might slide.
Yeah.
And keep sliding. It's one of those.
They were doing well, I thought, and then they traded Jalen, and then I felt like they lost a bit of chemistry.
Yeah.
But they traded a few pieces out. Like if they kept that team and just kept going, they were challenging and knocking on the door of finals.
Yeah. They still had a great point guard over there.
Yeah, they do.
But that's not going to get it done, yeah.
Yeah, potentially, yeah. Have Raptors reached their ceiling, though?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
They've sort of kept going there at the same time, but then stuck at the same place.
I think they're sort of indicating that they're happy making the playoffs, making the semifinals or conference finals,
yeah,
and banking on those tickets, sales, etc., etc. But they've realised they weren't content because it's the age of LeBron James. So they're not just won't happen for them. The obvious one is Indiana.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean they're just going to completely bottom out. They're gonna have to do a Philadelphia.
Yeah, exactly.
They're gonna need the process. They're gonna need a process.
Trust the process.
Absolutely. All right. So you want to talk about a brand ambassador for Jordan's brand?
Yeah. Jordan's
brand ambassador.
So there's a Chinese guy named Guo Ailun.
Lovely name.
Yeah. He's the first ambassador for the Jordan brand in China.
In CBA? Chinese Basketball League. Damn.
How's that? Jordan getting his name out there, making more millions than he ever did in playing.
Tell me about this player.
He's probably one of the better players in the CBA, and he plays against some of the retired vets that go over there.
What position does he play? Is he a slasher or
is he
he's going to be like a bit of a flashy player for Jordan to put his name on him, right?
Yeah, well, so he used to have his own sort of market brand. It was like the Chinese brand called Li Ning over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what the D-Wade's brand, right?
Yeah. And that's one of the biggest brands of shoes over there. And he had like a $60 million contract with them. And
dang.
So Jordan's paying him more.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
What about while we were on sneakers, man? Are you going to get yourself a pair of Big Baller brand?
No.
Zoe 2s?
Nah.
Too expensive?
Too expensive. I ain't no big baller.
It's only for big ballers, man.
Yeah.
What is it, $500?
Yeah. For me, I'm still using my CP3s, mate.
Damn, CP3s. I'm rolling around some crappy old Adidas shoes, man. I think they might be like T-Macs.
Yeah.
They're old as.
I got the the Joker ones. Where the Joker colours. So it's the purple with the green lining. Man.
Colourful.
Looks sick.
All right. What about your boy, he's not your boy, sorry, but Steph Curry's shoes. The Curry, what is it, threes or fours? I don't know.
I don't know. I've never really liked Adidas shoes.
Oh, okay. No, that's the Under Armour, Steph Curry's.
That's Under Armour.
Yeah. I haven't seen the latest version, but I saw last year's, and they straight up look like gardening shoes.
Yeah.
Gardening shoes or tennis shoes. You just wear it to tennis.
That's it. I remember when I first bought those. So why I was referring to Adidas is I was confused with the D Rose.
Oh yeah.
When he got his, and I bought them. This is when he won MVP.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude, he won MVP, and then he signed a massive contract with Adidas for like 6-7 years, I think.
Yeah. So I bought those shoes. They were okay.
Yeah.
But nah, I think they're meant for feet that are nice and thin.
Oh, okay.
I got fat feet.
Jeez, Adidas must be sort of kicking themselves with that deal.
Yeah.
Damn. And Harden signed a massive contract as well, right? Like $200 million or something like that?
Exactly. This shoe deal?
Adidas as well. So, hey, man, to the sneaker companies over there, we gave you a free plug. You better send us at least a couple of pairs our way. But that's all we have for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Tune in next time.
Subscribe, fellas.
Subscribe. See you later.